Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, July the 26th of 2021. It was 4 years ago yesterday that we launched the show. 4 years ago, and I want to thank those of you who have been with us through the years, those 4 years that we've been doing this show together. The new listeners, it's always great when we have new listeners. Those who have come and gone, those who have stayed the course through the whole 4 years that we've been doing the Miracle Man show. And it's been a tremendous blessing to have all of you, my listeners, tuning in over the years. You folks have been very tremendous. And to be honest with you, couldn't ask for anything better. You folks have just been fantastic. For those of you wondering how Invasion was a very powerful conference. So many lives were changed. It was great to see all those young people, you know, being freed from things, delivered from things, things revealed to them. And I just have to say, you know, God moved. And by the way, he didn't just move, he moved mightily, which, of course, is what you want. And Dr. Barclay always says, if we do all this work for one person, let me rephrase that. If we do all this work, all this lighting, all this set, spend all this money, all the stuff that they do for Invasion, if we do all this work and one soul gets, one life gets changed, then it makes it all worth it. But we know there was more, many more than just one. But I love that he says it's all worth it, even if it is just one. Even if it is just one. Even though, like I said. And so it was just great. The praise and worship was awesome. And as some people would say, it was epic. It was one for the ages. It really was. And we created it. For the world. Let me see here. So, let me hope you've all been having a good summer. Mine's been great. Got to go to Tennessee, as you guys already know. And it's just been... I will say, though, up here, that there have been times that I wish the weather was a lot better. What I mean by that is, I mean, more sunny and warm days, less of those cloudy, stormy days. We keep having problems with extreme heavy rains that I wish would stop. It's made it to where wait a minute, what? Oh, whoops. Let's see, where were they? I knew I was missing something. Sorry about that, listeners. We were just getting something fixed. I apologize for that. my honest, sincere apology for what just happened there. Nothing I did, nothing you folk did. Just, things happen. Sometimes things happen when you're on set, and what happened was just that you forgot for me to have my headphones, and my headphones are part of what makes the show go really well. Helps cancel out background noise and other things. So that was what you would call a tiny short equipment timeout. Different from technical difficulties because, but you could say similar. We'll just call it like equipment correction. But we have fixed the equipment, so we are ready to move on. That being said, though, I have season pass to the city pool, but due to weather and other different appointments that I've taken on over the summer and things, I have not been there like I have wanted. I've been there a lot, but not quite close to, but not quite. I wanted to be over the summer. And today I get back into town from something I had to do. I get to the park. I'm not going to get into all the crazy details of the day and what have you, but I get to the park. We look around for like 20 minutes to find a parking spot. Don't find one. So we just sit somewhere and kind of wait and nobody leaves. Actually, part of the problem is we had several different cars double parked. By the way, if you're listening to the show and you were parked at Plymouth and you were double parked, well, that's all I'll say is, well. So I called the pool, asked them, are you guys at capacity? Can't find a place to park. And they're like, no, we're not. We're only at like 325, and it can hold 4 1/4. We could not find a place in that park, which to me is just insanity. We literally saw parking spots that it seemed to us were labeled small vehicles only, where we have an SUV, which, of course, personally, I love SUVs. I wouldn't trade them for the world. I mean, I love Jesus, and I love people more than SUVs, but I love a good SUV.
Did you talk about invasion?
Yes, I did. But I love SUVs a lot. not as much as I love Invasion, not as much as I love Jesus, not as much as I love, humans. But when it comes to vehicles, as far as vehicles, that's what I really like, is a nice SUV. By nice, I don't necessarily mean fancy, but, all right if it is. And you may not know this, but my ultimate dream SUV is a 2002 or 2003 or 2004, anywhere in there, a Hummer H2. A nice big Hummer H2. Very high off the ground. So, and if it can go, can't go through it, it can go over it. And so, but they were literally, we saw multiple spots that were literally for small cars, so it seemed. And we saw at least one, I think there was more, maybe a few more cars that were, like I said, double parked. And I tell you, when I hear about these cars that are double parked, I always find myself wondering, why did they do that? I wonder if there's parking lot angels. I wish there were. Sometimes I wish there were. What for? Not to necessarily to make it to empty parking lots by any means. But what they would be, what I would hope they'd be for would be like to cause cars that are double parked to suddenly be in one spot. maybe they park crooked or in a way that they're in two spots, or they're in a way that no one else can get in that empty spot. Funny.
Everything happens for a reason.
Well, don't go there. We're not going there. Sometimes you have to see the funny side of things. You have to. Sometimes you don't have a choice. That's why I was saying, where are the parking lot angels? I called not only the pool itself, but I called the city, the head of city parks. Why'd you call the head of city park? Not the head, but I called the parks and rec office. Why? Because I see it as a barrier when there is no parking in a whole city park where a pool is like still 100 people away from capacity, but they can't park because there's cars double parking and other like tiny spots that might or might have not been labeled, which my mind is just a mess. They could not, but needless to say, I'm contacted them. I'm hoping that they can fix it because I love it. But I will say it's not the first time that I've been there and they've had issues with the double parking. Or anywhere else. Last I checked, if you were seen double parked, you were ticketed and towed. Right? Aren't you usually ticketed and towed if you're double parked?
Not sure.
You're not sure? Last I checked, you were supposed to be. And if they're not, why? They'll do what they want, but so just curious. It's called asking the tough questions. Uh, something I used to like when TV5 did it years ago, but I no longer watch TV5 or listen to TV5. Why? Because they're part of because they're the fake news. You don't watch them either, Shelley, for that reason, right? You used to, but not anymore, because they want to fake news, didn't they? They used to not be half bad. I was told by someone who actually wanted to be in it, would have loved to have been a news anchor like 30 years ago. But I was told this by someone that we know, that our family knows in Kentucky, that even like 30 years ago, if you said fake news, it would have been an insult. Our former president, though, our former slash perfectly future president, however, said during his campaign in 2016, he started calling it fake news for the right reason. I was glad he did that, exposing them. But that being said, it's kind of a bind this year because and not only that, as if it wasn't bad enough, guess what Midland Public Schools decided to do? Send them back August 23rd, which I thought in Michigan we were over that 15 years ago. But no, we're not, because they give them waivers so that they get to start early, which bad idea. So basically cut the season short 2 weeks, which means that there's 2 weeks that they won't even be open that they would have been. And y'all know that I love it. When it's hot out, but I prefer the heat, like I say it, when today was, like I said, when it's not, when something's not at capacity, there should always be a parking spot. Case in point, or at least right next to it. I don't mean next to the pool. I mean like on the property plot that the place is on. But and that is my soapbox. About Invasion, they have announced the theme for next year. It's called Unraveled. No, it's called Out of the Shadows, excuse me. And I've been joking, kind of, saying this past week during Invasion, I had said, told a few different people that what I think Josh should do, totally as a comedy thing maybe, is just wait to release the dates of Invasion for next year until the day before the Invasion is supposed to start. In other words, make it so that it says the dates of Invasion are whenever we say they're going to be. And then come Invasion, Josh could say, well, if you were praying to God, if you were asking God, he would tell you when Invasion was going to be. And then you'd have your hotel booked. Y'all would, or to those of you from the South, if you listen, y'all would have your hotels booked, and you'd be fixing to head up there to Invasion. Of course, or go to Church Living Word, we'd see it being set up like a week, week and a half before, so we would kind of figure out when it was going to be. But they wouldn't. And it's on my mind. I'm thinking, who knows? Could be that same week it normally is. Could be in January. Could be in August. Could be December. Who knows? I wonder if when I was at the conference this weekend, I said something about it, if Josh heard it. That almost makes you wonder, almost, doesn't it? When you didn't see dates and you just saw the theme. If he heard me. Maybe he did. I'm not going to tell you either way. Or maybe he'll decide, you know what, I'll release the dates. But just figure out something. But you know, just got to think, you know, how great our God is. And he just always makes everything. Work for our good. And I was just thinking about it. And you know, that's why I love the Lord. And he's our strength, our song, our shield, our healer. During invasion, Josh even called me up.
No way.
Onto the stage, which I had never been on the invasion stage before.
In my life,
not once had I been up there. And he, you know, was talking with me for a minute, asked me a couple questions about my testimony, you know, the story of my life and different things that I had been healed from and that. And it was powerful. He also had Malachi, his son, come up. And he also had Jaden, his granddaughter, come up. What?
And Grace.
Grace is a young adult from Kentucky who had lost her eye in a car accident. But God, and now that eye's back. And so not one, not two, not three, but four testimonies, four of them in one night. And it was just powerful that he did that. And what that was to prove is that God is the God who heals, the God who delivers, the God who fixes what's broken. And of course, when he asked me how old I was, I said my age, and I said, well, I don't quite feel like said age. I said the number, but on here I was just saying said age, you know. But I was just thinking, you know, God is so good, so precious. So powerful. And I just love him so much. And so I needed to let you know that I'm gonna call it a night now. I'm just with what happened, it just really made it. I wasn't. I thought of it, but then I just. This happened, that happened. So, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.